Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Schwuas, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Ruva goes over to Shimon and says, can I borrow money? Shimon says, you want me to lend you money? Listen, how do I know I'm going to get it back? Reuven says, I'll give you a mashkin. He takes off his watch and says, here, if I don't pay you back, you keep my watch. Shimon agrees, he takes the watch. So Shimon is now a shomer on this watch. What type of a shomer is he? So Shimon may say, I'm a shomer chinam, I'm not getting paid for it. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is he's a shomer sachar. Shomer sachar, we're more strict with. If it's lost or stolen, he has to pay for it. Now what if the watch is lost? Reuven says, okay, here's the money, can I have my watch back? Shimon says, it was stolen or lost. So, if the watch is worth the same amount as the loan, fine. Reuven doesn't pay for the loan, Shimon doesn't have to pay anything for the lost watch, and it's even. If it's worth more than the loan, then the lender has to pay the difference to the borrower. And if it's worth less than the loan, then the borrower has to pay the difference to the lender. Now, what happens when it comes to shvois over here? So, Zakta Mishnah. Hamalves chaveri ala mashkin. Someone lends a person money on security. Shimon gave Reuven money, took the watch. Vavad Amashkin, the watch, stolen, lost. And now they disagree about how much the watch was worth. We're going to see four cases over here. Case number one. Amaloi, Shimon says to Reuven, the lender says to the borrower, listen, Sela hil v'sicha alav, I lent you a Sela on this. I gave you a Sela, you gave me the watch. But the shekel hayeshav, you know how much this watch was worth? It was worth a shekel. A shekel is half a Sela. So Shimon says to Reuven, you still owe me a shekel. But loy oimer, and the borrower, Reuven says, no, loy. Literally, loy ki, not so. Ella rather, sela hilvisani olav. It's true you lent me a sela. The sela yeshav, and that watch was worth an entire sela. So I owe you nothing because you lost the watch. Potter, the borrower doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to swear that it was taka worth a full sela. Because lemaisa, he's not a moed b'mikzas. What Reuven is saying is, I owe you nothing. Case number two. Sela v'sicha olav, the lender, Shimon says to the borrower, I gave you a sela for this watch, the shekel hayeshav. It was worth a full shekel, which is half a sela. So according to Shimon, you still owe me a shekel. By the way, a shekel is equal to two dinar. V'aloy oimer, Reuven says, Haloiki, no, not so. Ella rather, sela hilvisani olav. You lent me a sela ushloisha dinarim hayeshava. And the watch was worth three dinners. So now, I owe you one dinner, not two. Chayev. So in other words, you're maida b'mikzas. He admits he still owes part of it. What Reuven is saying is, you claim I owe you a shekel? No. I don't owe you a full shekel. Because the watch was worth more than a shekel. It was worth three dinners. I owe you something, because it wasn't worth a full sela. So you're a moed b'mikzas, so you have to pay. So in the previous two cases, Shimon said that the watch was worth less than the amount of money that he gave him, less than the loan. And that Reuven, the borrower, still owes him the difference. In the next two cases, it's the borrower, it's Reuven, who demands the money from the lender by saying that the watch was worth more than the loan. Of course, we're just using the watch as a mashal. Third case, sela hilvisani olav. Now Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you lent me a sela for this watch. Now that it's lost, I'm going to let you know, ushtayim hayeshava was worth two sela, so please give me the other sela. V'aloy oimer, and Shimon, his response is, loiki, that's not true. Ela sela hilvisicha olav, itaka gave you a sela, but v'sela hayeshava, that watch was worth no more than a sela, so right now I owe you nothing. Potter, he's a kofer b'karl, he's not a moed b'mikzas. Case number four. Sela hilvisani olav. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, listen, you gave me a sela for that watch. But ushtayim hayeshava, it was worth two slime. So you owe me a sela. V'aloy oimer. And Shimon's response is, look, that's not true. El, it's true that sela hilvisicha olav, I gave you a sela, but v'chamisha dinarim hayeshava. The watch was worth five dinners, so I owe you one dinner, not four. Chayiv. Because again, here he's a moed b'mikzas. He's admitting that the watch was worth more than the loan, but not as much as you say. So you're a mind of a mixas. All right, let's go back to the second case. Remember the second case? It's where we said that Shimon said to Reuven, I lent you a sela, but the watch was only worth a shekel. And Reuven answered, No. It was worth more than a shekel. I still owe you money. It was worth more than a shekel. It was worth 3 dinarim. So, frek the Mishnah, in this case, you said he has to swear. Umi nishva, who swears first? Who swears first? What do you mean, who swears first? Reuven, it's the Maida B'Mikzas. What other shvuah is there? Well, when a shaima sacher, tainas, that was lost or stolen, he has to swear. He has to swear that he doesn't have it in his possession. Because we were concerned that a shaima may say, this is a good watch. I'd love to keep it. You know what? I'll say it was stolen. Okay, I'll pay for it. But he wouldn't sell it to me. This way, he's like forced to sell it to me. So he has to swear that he doesn't have it in his possession. So now, Reuven has to swear how much the watch is worth because he's a Maida B'Mikzas. Shimon has to swear that it's not in his possession. Who swears first? That's the Mishnah Shaila. Umi nishba, who swears first? Enfit, the Mishnah Misha Pekodin Etzloi. The one who has the watch, or assuming that he's not lying, the one who had the watch in his possession before it was stolen or lost. In other words, the lender, Shimon, swears first that it's not in his possession. Why? What difference does it make who swears first? Here's what we're worried about. Shema Yeshavazet. Let's say the borrower swears the watch was worth the higher amount. Suddenly the shomer says, ha ha, fooled you. And he takes out the watch and says, you see, it's worth less. Now Reuven would never be able to say Eidus anymore. Wouldn't trust his shvua. Someone who was found guilty of swearing falsely isn't believed anymore. And his Eidus is not believed. So to prevent this from happening, see, let the lender swear first, whether he has it in his possession or not. So once he swears he doesn't have it in his possession, obviously he can't take it out afterwards. First of all, hopefully he's telling the truth. Itaka doesn't have it. And even if he was lying, he wouldn't do it. You have to realize that Reuven may have set a certain amount. He was desperate to get his watch back, and he doesn't know exactly how much it's worth. He was still wrong for swearing. He doesn't know the exact amount. But given the situation, so we want to protect him a little bit. But the Gemara discusses this. You know, why are we protecting someone who's lying? Well, the Maaseh of the Mishnah says we don't want to put someone in a situation where he makes a mistake, and because of that, he's puzzled. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. This Mishnah is quoted a lot in different Gemaras, so it's important to understand it. Shimon lends money to Reuven. Reuven gives Shimon a mashkin. In our mashal, we said a watch. The mashkin is lost. We had 4 cases. Case number 1, the lender says to the borrower, I lent you a sela, and the mashkin was only worth half, 1 shekel. Reuven defends himself. He says, you gave me a sela, but that watch was worth an entire sela. He's a kaifer b'kayel, he's potter. In other words, Reuven claims he owes nothing. He doesn't have to swear. Case number 2. Shimon says, I gave you a sela. The watch was worth half, 1 shekel. A shekel is 2 dinar. And Reuven says, wait a second. It was worth more than a shekel. It was like it wasn't worth a whole sela. It was worth 3 dinar. Ah, so you're Maida B'Mikzas. You're chayiv. Case number 3. The other way around. Reuven comes at a tanya to Shimon. You gave me a sela, but that watch was worth 2 slayim. Shimon's response, it was worth 1 sela, exactly the amount of the loan. I owe you nothing. He's potter. He's a kofer b'kayel. Case number 4, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you gave me a sela, that watch was worth 2 slayim. And Shimon says, no. I gave you a sela, that watch was not worth a whole 2 slayim. It was worth more than the loan. It's worth 5 dinarim. I owe you a dinner, but it wasn't worth 2 slayim. Now he's chayiv. Now he's a maida b'mikzas. Now, Shimon has to swear that he doesn't have it in his possession. So in case number 2, and it's only negated case number 2, because that was the one case where Reuven would have to swear. And that's where Shimon says to Reuven, okay, I gave you a sela, but the watch was worth a shekel, so you have to pay me another shekel. And Reuven says, Itaka wasn't worth a whole sela, I owe you money, but it was worth more than a shekel. So Reuven has to swear. So the Shimon has to swear that it's not in his possession. Shimon has to swear it's not in his possession. The loiver Reuven has to swear, because now he's a Maida B'Mikzas, he's Maida the watch. It's like worth a little bit more than the loan. Who swears first? Like the Mishnah. We want the Shomer to swear first, because you want to avoid a situation where Reuven's not going to know exactly how much it's worth, and he was wrong. He's still going to say, it was worth so much. It was worth 3 dinarim. And then the Shomer says, ha ha, here it is. I have it. You see, you lied. We're going to see it was taka worth more than 3 dinarim. What's going to happen is Reuven will be pasul eidus. He'll never be able to swear. So to avoid that, we say, you shaima swear first that you don't have it. And then Reuven will swear.